Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 25th on the West Coast, now April the 26th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show and find it informative as well. While we're attempting to establish connection with tonight's guest, I will sort of improvise a little bit tonight and tell you that I've not heard anything at all of substance on mainstream media. I did some spot checking over the last couple of days just to see what's been talked about. And I found that looking at TV Land and Nickelodeon and some of those channels, there's more reality there than what there is on the mainstream news. Now, on past shows, and this has been a mantra of my research as well as the radio show and the opinions of my guests, that we don't hear much of the truth at all from the mainstream media. In fact, they spend most of their time lying to us, exaggerating. It's called propaganda. And they indoctrinate us through TV programming. Even commercials now are doing a lot of indoctrination. They're talking about aliens on Kia car commercials. You've got animals driving Kia cars. What is the message? You know, like gigantic hamsters driving these cars. And I suppose it has, the message is that the Kia actually will support a large family of hamsters, or a small family of large hamsters, but they're sort of bopping to rap music or hip-hop music. And that's supposed to make you go out and buy a car. Now, where is the logic there? I don't know, but they do sell cars. So it tells you a little bit about the average mindset of the average American. Now, I did happen to find a clip today that shows that a couple of TV stations were caught on tape telling the truth. Their reporters were out in the field giving blow-by-blow accounts of important news. And I'm going to play the clip as I got it off of YouTube. I think you are going to find this rather fascinating, to say the least. And seriously, pay attention to the words used here, okay? There is actually a triage of three reporters. We have one reporter who is allegedly from Los Angeles on what would be KCBS, Channel 2, high definition, by the way. And then there is another reporter, I think, is from Wisconsin. And then the third reporter is actually from Toronto on location in Japan. So this is rather interesting, what you're about to hear. There is no fudging of this. You can see the people's lips are moving perfectly in sync. The room ambience is appropriate for the audio. So this is what you could call a total brain malfunction or a meltdown. And I'm gonna comment it after you have a chance to listen to it. And trust me, I haven't played with this at all. I'm going to play it back as it was found on YouTube.
Hanson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Sareed.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go to Terrace Chasen for the bit to have the pit.
Gazette. Thanks, Margo. Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Pelay Breenritz by health urgent. President Obama will head to the...
So if it takes the ground forces, it's going to be at ground forces.
Meaning it may have only just begun. Mark McAllister, Global News.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McCloud did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN reemerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you, Mark McAllister from Japan tonight.
She actually thanked him for that. Now, what the heck did this guy say? And what is a 54-18 fighter aircraft? 50. Now, I've heard of 50, 55. 55 cent, 50 cent, or 50 cent. Oh, man. I think this is actually worth playing again, because when I first heard this, I couldn't believe my ears. Now, this video on YouTube, in case you want to go see it for yourself, is listed under the title, Wisconsin Reptilian Reporters' Brains Malfunction. And then in parentheses, it says, reptilians' brains are melting. I don't know if these are actually reptilians or cyborgs, to tell you the truth. And it could be that their language syntax went haywire. We've seen quite a lot over the years. And since they're telling the truth, I think it deserves another play. So I'm going to go for it one more time. And again, pay attention to the words. See if you can figure out what they're saying here, because I can't.
Hanson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Sareed.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison. But let's go to Terrace Chasen for the bit to have the pit.
Gazette. Thanks, Margo. Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Pelay Breenritz by health urgent. President Obama will head to the...
So if it takes ground forces, it's going to be at ground forces.
Meaning it may have only just begun. Mark McAllister, Global News.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McCloud did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN reemerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you, Mark McAllister from Japan tonight.
It's just as funny as it was the first time I heard it. Now, what do you suppose is going on? There are lots of videos on the internet showing newscasters shape-shifting. And what I find rather interesting are the feeble attempts by those that post comments on YouTube to say this is all a bunch of trash, that someone is playing with, let's say, movie software to create all these special effects. And I can tell you that I've seen these things in person. I've seen them on television. And I recognize the same abnormalities, anomalies, if you want to call them those, on video. In photographs and on video, you can actually still frame. I've explained this to my listeners and readers in the past. You can still frame video, and then you can catch several frames where shape-shifting is occurring. In some cases, you'll see eyelids that come down before the main eyelids come down. In other words, it's sort of like a veil or a shield that you would see on an alligator to protect its eyes as it goes in underwater. And we see lumps appear in various places. In some instances, you'll see horns grow. And this is captured via various recording devices. Some people who post these YouTube videos merely record this on TiVo and then make a copy of it and upload it to YouTube. Simple as that. Some people take a little bit more time and make a DVD out of it, or they'll put it into a movie program and they'll throw in some text and explain to you what's going on. They will also slow down the video so you can see some of what I'm talking about. Slow it down to 1/4 of the speed, or 1/8 of the speed, or 1/12 of the speed. And you can capture some of the strangest things that you've ever seen before. We've talked about the forked lizard-like tongue that we see on some of these people, or beings, I guess, entities, what would you call them? And fangs, the teeth morphing. There's some really, really interesting videos that are posted recently by a variety of people who are merely wanting others to see what's going on. We've talked about this. We've talked about the history of this. We've talked about what is going on in space. We have talked about the impact that this has on governments and on the economy, really the whole world. It has everything to do with the way the whole world is running. And so when you can capture this on video, which we've been telling you all along you can, or you can make a still photograph of it, or listen to someone speak like these people were speaking. I think I'm going to play it one more time just for those who joined us late or want to contemplate what you're hearing in the context of what I've just said. And I've not really revealed anything new here.
Hanson is live at the Staples Center with highlights and backstage coverage we're seeing for the very first time. Saree.
Well, a very, very heavy divertation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go ahead, Terrison, look for the bit, have the pit.
Gazette. Thanks, Margo. Well, Wisconsin has officially joined 25 other states in a lawsuit against President Obama's health care reform law. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin is the latest state, including Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Ohio, and Wyoming, to join Florida's suit. The states claiming the exorcist saw unto Sracho and Palais Brinritz by health urged it. President Obama will head to the...
So if it takes ground forces, it's going to be at ground forces.
Meaning it may have only just begun. Mark McAllister, Global News.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend on how the NOLAN remerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Thank you, Mark McAllister from Japan Tonight.
Now, I suppose we could even throw in that the teleprompter or the person that does the data entry into the teleprompter went crazy for a couple of minutes, too, while that was going on. But how do you explain that? Well, simply put, there's usually a song for something like this, and I do have one I just found. It's from The Tubes, Tip of the Tongue. Sort of says it all. Tip of My Tongue, The Tubes, from their album Outside Inside. That's a great song, too. I should play that. Anyway, or I should say outside looking in. What are they talking about? The Matrix? Well, certainly we've been telling you something that's true. Just from those three clips that I played, sort of made as a medley. And I don't know who the person is who created that, but, you know, he has a handle there on YouTube. I can't even refer to that right now. I don't have it before me. However, someone took quite a bit of time searching through video to find this stuff. And what's genuine about it are the segues moving from the studio out to the location where these live broadcasts are being recorded. How do you account for a total meltdown of one's language? How do you account for that? What would you say is going on? Now, I know my listening audience pretty well. They're going to say, well, it sounds like somebody trying to speak English and another language is coming out. That is a pretty interesting shape-shifting phenomena that we heard. Three different individuals kind of doing the same thing, mixing English with another language. I would guess it's reptilian, to tell you the truth. Do I know that 100%? No, but I'm going to look into finding out, and trust me that when I do, I'll share that with you. We do want to put out the whole truth, but we want to acknowledge the fact that mainstream does, on occasion, these three occasions, put out the truth. Makes more sense than anything I've heard for a long time. Well, what else is going on in the world? Mixed sentiments about what's happening in Japan. It seems that the Japanese people, from what we heard, and we covered this on several shows over the past few weeks, really ever since this whole saga has been going on in Japan, the earthquake that led to the tsunami and then all these aftershocks, and what is at the root cause, more specifically, now that all those events are over to some extent where it's not threatening us, they have to push something else that would threaten us. And that's something that you can't even see. Now, we get reports that there wasn't a meltdown, that there was radioactive iodine in the seawater that was rushing in. And when you compare the two different stories, one has to be true and the other has to be false, or they both have to be true or they both have to be false. Now, they'd like us to believe that there was a nuclear meltdown of the Fukushima nuclear power plant that was built by GE, and then GE was, or someone concerned with GE was very concerned about putting the story of this issue of radiation out there in a scientific manner, and they recruited one Dr. Helen Caldicott to talk to us about this radiation. I would play the clip of her describing this, but I do not want to bore my audience, number one. And if we're going to play the mainstream media's version of propaganda, I would like it at least to be something short and something that we can counter in a couple of minutes, because it doesn't warrant spending a lot of time on it. In this case, there are reports of a nuclear facility in Canada that is undergoing a leak of some sort. I don't know what the cause is of that. Just could be a poorly built plant and it's malfunctioning, or it's doing exactly what it would do in a certain amount of time as the plant itself degrades. We hear stories that this Japan incident is worse than Chernobyl, yet we don't really have figures on Chernobyl. And though people from Japan across the Pacific, let's say all across the Pacific, didn't report picking up radiation, but we got chemtrailed to death on the west coast of the United States, and people started reading radiation. I began to think that it's quite possible that maybe for some time they've been putting radioactive iodine or some other sort of radioactivity in with the chemtrails to alter what you would call background radiation. And without the threat, most people weren't out with Geiger counters taking readings. Who would suspect that they would do such a thing? But now, in light of all the disinformation that's out there, and this assault upon humanity around the world, one would assume that it's not beneath them to do that. These are some evil dudes, let's say. Now, along the same lines, you look at what's happening in the Middle East now. Suddenly, there are reports that we have fired cruise missiles in Yemen and that Syria is erupting now. Now, we talked about this some weeks and months ago. I predicted that they would do this, and they're doing exactly that. I don't take any great pride in having predicted it, but we did predict it. So you shouldn't be surprised that it's going on. It's easy to read their intentions. If you inform yourself enough about what's going on with the economy, with the various vaccination scares that have occurred over the past 2 or 3 years, and add to that these wars that are being contrived, instigated, or these, they like to say revolution, like there's something that's changing. Well, when you think about a revolution, isn't it a turn in a circle? And if it's a revolution, they're just going in circles. They're going to be doing the same thing. It's just that somebody's going to jump off the merry-go-round and somebody else is going to jump on. That's what's going on. All these power plays to not let go of petroleum as an energy source for power production. That's the end result. It's the power produced, and they want to rape and pillage us over the price of gasoline. Prices in some parts of the world are over $6.50. I'm recalling some of the numbers I read over the weekend. I think I saw a high in one country of $6.85 a gallon, and in the United States, we're approaching an average of $4 a gallon. And when you look at Venezuela, it's 12 cents a gallon, 12 cents a gallon. And in Kuwait, I think it's 9 cents a gallon. Yes, that was a 9, an upside down 6. 9 cents a gallon for gasoline. Of course, they can say, well, it costs all this money to bring it over here to the United States, but we have oil here, and we've had oil for a long time. And we've talked about the scam that began officially in 1973 called an oil embargo, and it was all the beginning of what we're witnessing now. Some of you are too young to even know about that, but we had gas lines, and we shouldn't even have to go through this because there are other technologies available. But it's about how much money they can milk out of you. You know, if they could give you an injection to grow money inside, then they'd take your blood to take the money. And the Red Cross does that anyway. What do they do with that blood, I wonder? Well, when we consider what's going on, what do we do about it? That's really what we should be talking about on this show. That's what I feel compelled to talk about. And the majority of my guests, really, I can't think of one that would say, no, I don't want to talk about solutions. We've talked about solutions a lot on this show. We've spent whole shows talking about solutions. And, of course, there's something to consider. There's something to put to the test. If you have a better idea, bring it forth. Suggest it. But it keeps boiling down to a few constants. Regardless of what we're talking about, which is going on in the world, and how it directly affects us, this massive, massive, never seen before corruption that's going on in the international financial community, which is nothing but organized crime masquerading as government. I was telling someone a few days ago, they were talking about how the government put the handcuffs on the mafia and got rid of lots of corruption. Watching too much TV causes one to think that way, especially when half the channels show TV shows like Law and Order, and you're supposed to think or conclude that there is justice in the court system, and there's not justice in the court system. They're violating the very laws they expect us to follow, but they are above those laws. So how can you expect to get justice? They're playing by two or even three rule books. And the one rule book is for when they get caught, how they're going to spin the details. But they're getting caught around the world, the banks, the attorneys, judges, people who sit on these international commissions is what we should call them, whether it's the International Monetary Fund or Bank for International Settlements or the World Bank or the World Health Organization. Any of these groups have one goal in mind, and that's to enslave the people. At any cost, whatever they have to do to enslave, in their eyes, whoever is left out of 7 billion people, how many are left are the ones that are going to be the slaves? They figure they can manage that amount. And then who is they? Who are they? And who do they work for? Who do they answer to? Who is pulling their strings? I think when you consider all the things that we've said, tell me, let's go back to the news clip. I'm not going to play it again. Though I can hear a couple of people out there. Play it one more time, please. No, I'm not going to play it again. You can go to YouTube and look for it. But in light of what you heard, do you think those people kept their jobs? Or is it so pervasive that they just have to say something like, well, you know, go in the back, drink a pint of blood, and sit in the green room, and we'll come out and we'll try to bring you on for the next segment. You know, you see symptoms of a total breakdown occurring. In that case, it was a psychological breakdown. The mouth followed what the mind was doing. The eyes seemed to be reading a teleprompter. I mean, that's what we heard. And what you see, although what you see isn't so unusual, the lips are in sync with those words. The one guy apologized. Probably for his 54 18 fighters, jet fighters. What the heck does that mean? I know he probably meant to say F-18, and maybe 64, but he wasn't even close. And this is what they put out for the public. Now, there's nobody that downloads YouTube or uploads YouTube videos from television with their logos there. I mean, there was no fudging the thing. We had the segues coming in and the thank you message at the end from the anchor in the studio. So it appears to have happened in real time. Either that or these people are totally psychotic. As my good friend Christopher Holmes, PhD, says, these people are psychopaths. They have no souls. You wonder what is in between the ears as well. And we have to use discernment. We talk about that. We've got to use discernment, and now I'm talking like them, and recognize what we're seeing. Now, do you have to be afraid of this? Do you have to run from this? Do you have to go, you know, run into your bedroom and turn off the light, cover yourself up with a blanket and put the pillow over your head to escape this? Or do you empower yourself and decide, make a decision that you are going to have the truth revealed to you? However you do this, some people just make a decision or they write it down as a goal or they pray about it. And prayer doesn't have to be real convoluted and prolonged. You can say something very simple to God, and if you say it with emotion, with conviction, and lots of passion, your prayer will be answered. And I don't think there's a limit to what prayer could be answered. You know, you're after the truth. That shouldn't threaten anyone. That's a simple thing. It's an honorable thing to pray for. Or to pray for discernment. So that every time you want to see the truth in something, that you don't have to say another prayer about it. Get the discernment and stay outside the box. Take responsibility for your thoughts and your actions. And stop looking for someone else to tell you what to do. I mean, this is radio, so I have to say something. But I'm speaking to you in a way that should empower you. People feel powerless. People feel run down and tired. Or sad. Or fearful. They actually feel fear and they react to that fear. Or they become a result of that fear. They become paralyzed. Now, when you're looking, someone asked me recently to explain this idea of looking into your heart. And I know that anyone out there that really has a heart, who's a human, listening to this, can listen to this, and they can think of a time in their life when something really wonderful happened to them. I'm talking about something natural, a good thing, maybe something that someone did for them, or something that they did for themselves, or they did for others. Or it could be something as simple as falling in love with a person and marrying that person and staying married to that person your whole life. You understand what your heart is about when you can bring about a reality that's one to be sought after by others. Not because of its ability to enrich you in terms of finances, but to enrich you in terms of the quality of your life, the quality of your relationships, the quality of your work. Devotion to your family and the satisfaction that if you have children, you've provided for them, you've given them the best education that you possibly can. That doesn't mean what school you send them to either, because from what I know, most of the education goes on in the home. The indoctrination is what happens in the school. The mind control, the brainwashing. And I listened to some kids singing a song about we can change, we can do it. This was something from prior to the election. Someone went to the whole trouble of putting the Democratic flag in a classroom. The Democratic flag meaning Obama's campaign flag, and putting T-shirts on kids that said hope on them, and then teaching these kids to sing a song. Now, whoever played the song got the idea to play the clip backwards, the portion where they're saying, we can change, yes, we can, we can change, yes, we can. And somehow they got thank you, Satan, out of it. Now, I suppose, although I didn't hear the T in the Satan, I suppose one could say it sort of sounded like they were saying thank you, Satan. So, in reality, someone picked up that there was a portion of the lyrics being sung by these children in school who were saying the word Satan backwards, or they were saying the phrase, thank you, Satan, backwards. Now, I don't sense that the particular syntax and the diction that it would take to produce the vowels and consonants in we can change would end up in reverse sounding like thank you, Satan. The correct letters are not there. The syntax is not there. But I heard it backwards. Now, does one really know at that point that that audio wasn't manipulated? For me to make that judgment, I would have to record that. And I have my own way of playing it backwards without doing anything other than reversing the process. And I can make that determination for myself. But there are a lot of these videos out there and audio tracks where these things are being done, and people are jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, did you hear this backwards? Or these people went to a cemetery and they did some EVP recordings, and then they say, when you play this backwards, this is what's being said. Now, there's a lot of that out on the internet. There are people that make a living playing this stuff for you. But it is the Hegelian dialectic. What purpose does it serve other than to show that this is there? We know that those that are doing this are already evil, so we shouldn't be surprised at another evil technique they're using. But it's almost like people want to find another reason to be in fear or another illusion to accept. So it sounds like thank you, Satan, backwards. I think it's pathetic that they've got these kids wearing these shirts and they've got this rising sun flag that Obama used for his campaign in the background. Why is that okay? Why are they trying to take the American flag out of the classroom or God out of the classroom? We've talked about that a number of times. Because they don't want you to be able to connect with your inner power, your higher self, and your connection to the Creator. They don't want that to occur. So, I'm going to take a short little break here, and we're going to deal with it.
Still, it's in a
And that's Tower Power from their album Ain't Nothing Stopping Us Now. Deal with it. Pretty simple. Just deal with it. Now, I was talking about the heart. So you've got this feeling that you can go back in your mind or in your heart. Imagine what that feels like. Imagine how you felt when you met your significant other. And man or woman, I don't care about your preference. That's not where I'm going with this. Your significant other, the person that you love, if there is such a person. And that warmth that you feel in your heart is your life force. And when two people are in love, you hear this thing, when they get married, they become one. Well, they were one before they got married. It's just that on some level, they didn't recognize it. So they made a decision to become one. And then they raise a family, and that love is transferred, hopefully, to their offspring. Now, in most relationships with people, that's what happens. People's hearts touch, and when their hearts touch, they're also touching the heart of God. The heart of God that's within them, as well as the one that's all over the universe. It's there, and it's available to you. But you have to make the effort. You have to make the decision that you're going to find that. And I'm just giving you one example. It could be that you won a race, that you trained for 10 years to become a marathon runner, and you won the marathon, and you got a trophy and maybe $1 million prize, and your name went into record books, and you gave yourself the opportunity to develop discipline and the confidence that you could do something. And you succeeded, and you're going to have a very warm, happy feeling in your heart, I can tell you. I've won many races during my life. And that's the feeling. You get a feeling of accomplishment. And you share it. Even though you do all the work, you share it with others. You allow them to see what they can do, what's within them. It's not just a few people that have that this quality within themselves. We all have it. Now, you have the option to turn on your television set and listen to the claptrap that I played several times at the outset of the show. That is the mainstream media in Los Angeles, in Wisconsin. I presume, I can't say this for certainty, it's probably Milwaukee. Could have been Milwaukee or Green Bay or Eau Claire. I don't know where that station was. I do know it was Channel 3. Nevertheless, and then the one reporter for Global News out of Toronto, Canada. So this is an endemic problem. This isn't happening at one place. We've seen the Fox 8 News shapeshifters. I mean, some people say, oh, this is special effects. You have all these trolls that go to these websites or these pages on YouTube and make comments, and they'll say, oh, this is video compression. Well, I'll tell you that compression errors don't just occur on the silhouette of a person's face or their head or their neck or their eyes or their tongue. It occurs all throughout the image. Just like distortion. When you're listening to music and there's distortion there, the whole recording sounds distorted because the distortion puts noise on the recording and it masks the clearness of the sound or the transparency of the sound. So the reptilian shape-shifting videos, now I've seen a couple fabricated and they're quite ridiculous, you can see that. But the shape-shifting videos are to be considered representative of some of what goes on. After all, you're seeing someone change into a different form. And there were people that have seen this in person. I saw it in person. I saw it in person 2 weeks ago. And so did a lot of other people. And we saw a lot of other things. Or there were things that we didn't see, which were every bit as strange as what we saw. I suppose we can cover that topic on another show. But unfortunately, we were unable to get in touch with tonight's guest, Dr. A. Truant. I suppose possibly he was having total computer problems and couldn't even get online. That's been happening to him a lot. So he'll be with us again next Monday for sure, provided his computer's on, or we'll have to make contingency plans to get him on the air. Nevertheless, I had hoped to talk about this topic with him. He actually had this clip posted on his website, atruant.com, and some other interesting videos. And I spent several hours over the past few weeks looking at a number of these types of videos. And it dawned on me, well, we've been talking about this on this show for 4 years now, and these are just coming out. But it's proof of what we've been telling you. I'm not making money telling you this. I'm not. And all of you know that out in the listening audience. Each and every single one of you knows that. So the proof of the truth has been documented in a number of ways. In writing, we've spoken about it. It's captured on video. Some of these phenomena are actually captured on audio, too. Now, there are some interesting characteristics with the people that we featured in this clip. Also, you can hear what I know is the reptilian voice. I hear it in a lot of people. Politicians have it. Certain TV announcers have it. I certainly hope I don't sound like I have it, but I know what it is, and there is a particular resonance. I've heard people who have suffered, let's say, some sort of ailment with their larynx, where they were unable to speak or to sing for long periods of time. And when they were examined by an ear, nose, and throat specialist, they were advised that they should stop singing. Maybe they have nodes on their larynx, and if they keep doing it, they're going to further damage their vocal cords. And sometimes that happens just because there were problems with the throat muscles, and the vocal cords, being as sensitive as they are, can develop other types of problems. But there are many, many causes for those illnesses. But I noticed that lots of reptilians have this kind of voice. I suppose maybe even tomorrow I'll play some clips. At least you can hear the audio, and we can talk about this. We're talking about using discernment. Now, what can you do about this? What power do we have against this? First of all, you have to recognize it for what it is. These people are not who they say they are, and they're not telling us the truth. In fact, in three examples, they're not even making any sense to anybody who speaks one language. Take your pick what language that was. I heard at least two languages there from all three of them. So when you look at what you're being given as the truth and it's creating fear, stop and say to yourself, wait a minute, what is it about this particular topic or what I heard here that's causing me to be afraid? Where is the illusion should be your next question. What about this is illusory? Now, you might have to do some work. You might have to do some homework. Some people actually just pray and wait for an answer to come to them. Other people meditate on something, and they begin to sort of realize in a very unusual way that they understand that all of this is just smoke and mirrors. It's almost like they're watching a movie or a game that someone else has this message that they want them to hear, and it only has impact on that person if on some level, whether it's conscious or subconscious, they feel that they have to respond to that information. You can make a determination that it has no effect on you, that it has no impact on you, and then you begin to see what it is. The more you can reveal illusions to yourself and or to others, the easier it's going to be for you to recognize the truth. And when you see the truth, you become empowered and the fear evaporates. It really was never there. It's just that you are tuned into that frequency, and so you're resonating with something that's intended to be and is an illusion. If they say the sky is going to fall tomorrow, a lot of people will die out of fear. Just hearing the message, the sky is going to fall, I don't want to be here. People are going to have heart attacks and go crazy, or they'll have strokes or accidents. All kinds of crazy things will happen because they're not in control. They're not in control of themselves, and they can't differentiate themselves from this false reality that they've been given. Now, where would the sky begin falling from if it were to fall? Where would that take place? You see, when you contemplate that, all of a sudden you realize, well, there's really nothing to fear. The sky is not going to fall. And I'm using this example for a reason, because they're telling you in many other ways that the sky is falling. Whether it's the economy or food supplies or water supplies, the health of the planet. They want to start feeding you disinformation, telling you that planets are on their way to attack the Earth. All the while, we've been telling you there were beings from space that are here that would very much like to take control of this planet. And you got to hear the result of their being here and those news broadcasts that I played at the outset of the show. And it'll prove itself out over time, as many of the things have, not just on this show or in my research, but those of my guests and many others out there who are revealing the truth. People are waking up, and I want to encourage all of you to wake up and find yourself. Do like Christopher Holmes says, focus on the heart. Imagine that you're feeling the feelings that you've felt throughout your life. Ask yourself, what caused me to feel those feelings? Most of them are going to be good. Most of them are going to be dealing with feelings of love, but also your passion for a cause is in the heart. The way animals are treated. If those of you that detest the way animals are slaughtered senselessly via a variety of means, that's felt in the heart. Your passion for your work, your passion for anything that you do in your life that has real meaning and can benefit you and benefit others as well. Look into your heart and see what you can find. We may talk about this a little bit more tomorrow night. I am going to be your host tomorrow on Evident Footprints, so I do hope that you tune in. Right now, it's about the end of the show, so I want to thank Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints over at BBS Radio. Tonight, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, the listening audience, for tuning in. Again, I'll see you tomorrow night. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.